Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my good friend and colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. The King of England and part of Ireland and Scotland and Wales has made an announcement to his people. That means us, all of us out here. His people are no longer just the English. They're all people who have crossed the line into cancer diagnosis. The King is announcing that his cancer is, he didn't use the word remission, but he did say that he needs less of the remedies he's been practicing these last months and perhaps more than a year now. We do not know what kind of cancer he has, but it's threatening. It's a threatening cancer. All cancer is threatening. The King was upbeat. He was generous. He was fair-minded. His voice dropped when he talked about his own diagnosis. He talked about how people need to get tested, that getting tested early for what you have doubts about is the way forward. It was an inspiring speech. It wasn't political, although it could be interpreted that way because the English system struggles with the NHS. I understand that. But still, Gregory, I thought the King presented himself relaxed, given that he's been living with what could be argued to be a sentence of mortality this last year.
That's correct. I think the King's speech, which he deliberately held only a couple of weeks before his annual Christmas speech, which has become legendary throughout the British Commonwealth, that people tune in on Christmas morning to the King's or Queen's speech. But he made this a separate speech. He implied, without saying it, that he might have had a bowel cancer, and he said that his treatment would be reduced in the coming year, which was good news, which implied, as he had once said, that his he was more likely to die with than of this form of cancer because they had apparently caught it relatively early. So that was very, very positive. He's been in increasing command of the situation. And you'll recall that throughout our King Charles reports, we have basically poo-pooed a lot of the ideas being spread around by the panic social media that the King was getting worse, was dying, and all of this sort of stuff. And I think we said that we believed and hoped that the King would live a lot longer as an effective sovereign. And that now appears to be more and more the case, which is very, very positive. Tonight, in Buckingham Palace, the royal family celebrated their annual Christmas dinner, their town dinner, if you like, with much of the family there. And the King has changed a lot of the customs for that. He's made it more relaxed. Some of the more troublesome members of the family were not invited, but it was the King and Queen and the Prince and Princess of Wales and so on there for a very happy celebration tonight. As I say, it's very significant that it's also on the 272nd anniversary of the rise of Oliver Cromwell as Lord Protector. And what history teaches us is that when people destroy the crown and replace it with a socialist republic, that's not going to go very well for the country. And when Cromwell died about 5 years into his reign as Lord Protector, Parliament reconvened and called back Charles II from exile in France, and he was restored as King of the United Kingdom at that stage. So it's basically, it's good news all around from the crown at this stage. There are still problems with Britain, with its own internal politics, but the crown is holding things together in Britain, in the Commonwealth, and particularly the dominions of Australia, New Zealand, and Canada.
And the king's health becomes a metaphor for where we are. We're a troubled planet, but the troubled planet can be dealt with if you get it early. I extend the metaphor to the whole planet, not maybe the solar system, Gregory, but certainly the planet. And
indeed,
the king showed leadership in his mortality. I was impressed by that. I think being king changed him, Gregory.
And he was preparing for it all this time.
Yes.
He was learning, and he retained his sense of inquisitiveness, his connection with nature, with the populations of all of the dominions within the Commonwealth. I mean, it's profoundly impressive.
In praise of King Charles III, Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, author of the new book, The Noble State, about the success of constitutional monarchy, if the PM would listen. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.